stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've done. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Bye-bye. My mic not right, so hold on. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, oh, I don't have one yet. I thought I did, but I don't see it. Well, we may deal with last week's biblical question. If not, you can check out Fellowship from yesterday, and we dealt with the biblical question yesterday at Fellowship, rebuildingaman.com/church, rebuildingaman.com/church. Amazing. But you can get involved with this show by calling 888-7753-773. And we are heard around the world Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. And if you are running around doing whatever it is you're doing, or you just can't sit and watch it, you can listen to, you can podcast, of course, but you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the world, around the world, or up and down the world, whatever you decide. For the flat earthers, up and down the world. For the round earthers, around the world. On your iPhone or iPad, by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is, though we take all calls, it is Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
So long. Nothing but lies. I got to go and find out what the biblical question is for the week. I'll be right back, folks, because I'm upgrading my computer and I still don't see it. What? Hold on, I gotta scroll down here. They telling me it's in my chat thing, but I think I lost it. Hold on. I don't know why they didn't put it in my. Because I don't know how to do this. What the? I'll come back to it tomorrow. All right, the new biblical question. Yesterday's fellowship was for those who really, really are serious about working on themselves. Yesterday was helpful. It was deep. It was interesting. And I want to encourage those men and women who are truly working on themselves to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. Don't give up. And you must be willing to lose it all. Everything, everyone, and everything. As I said, the good news is that truth, God, reality, whatever you want to call him, is not going to. I still don't have an update for us, so I'm still trying to do my computer to update, but I don't see the update for the biblical question. The truth is not going to compromise for you. God, the truth, he didn't send it yet there. The truth and God, the truth, reality is not going to compromise for you. You can play the game as much as you want. You can pretend that you're working on yourself. You can lie to yourself that you're working on yourself. You can cry and pretend you're working on yourself. You can do it sometime and then stop and start back and all that. But the truth is not going to budge. The truth is just going to stay as it is. And it will help you when you 100% surrender to it. It will help you, for sure. The truth will help you. It will work on your behalf, and it will set you free when you make up your mind that you're going to go through your hell, all the way through hell, in order to get to heaven. You got to go through the hell of your emotions, your thoughts, your ideas, your wants, your desires, your loneliness, your stress, your worry. You got to go through it. You got to live with it, walk with it, talk with it, sleep with it, and do nothing about it, but be aware of it. But be aware of it. You got to be willing to lose it all, and you will gain the world. You will own it all when you're willing to lose it all. And own it all doesn't mean what your mind is telling you right now that it means. But you will become sons and daughters of God, and you will have all that you ever imagined. But you got to be willing to go through it. You can go to your phony church and do, oh, praise the Lord, lift a holy hand and cry and carry on and whoop and holler, read the word. There's nothing wrong with read the Bible. Read the Bible and believe that you know God. And the truth is not going to touch you. It'll let you believe all that and will let you suffer right here on earth. Isn't that amazing? It will let you cry at night, all in the name. It will let you be married and still be in misery. Men and women, in misery. Or you can surrender 100%. Christ is the light. And the light said to bring all your darkness to the light. All right, amazing. Oh, and I have a brand new biblical question now. The brand new, and this biblical question should make you want to holler, throw up both your hands. Made you want to holler and throw up both your hands. This biblical question, and it's for those people who truly want to know themselves, not those who are playing games or who just don't want it at all. It's for the serious men and women who want to be free. A doozy. Do you have a knit? Oh, you don't have it yet? Oh, Nick doesn't have it. I'll come back to it, folks. What a mess. I'll come back. But anyway, you can work on yourself. You can be free, or you can live in misery and love your thrills. Most people love their thrills. Isn't that amazing? You can be free right here on earth in the midst of all this hell that's going on around you, because the hell that's going on outside of you is happening inside of other people, and it has nothing to do with you. Zero. Your hell is inside of you, and it has nothing to do with anyone else but you as an adult, man or woman. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Know thyself. Know yourself and be free. So some of you know, maybe everybody by now, but I'm not sure. Some people watch liberal news, liberal media, and they don't really know what's going on. But some of you are aware that the President Donald Trump, the Great White Hope. Oh, happy White History Month, folks. I forgot. July is White History Month. I want to hear your White History Month hero, someone that you admire, have done a great job to make America great. But some of you know that for the first time in my lifetime, once I kind of saw it happening during the so-called civil rights movement, when the government sent out the military and everybody to get the people to stop rioting, the so-called civil rights people to stop rioting and stuff. I saw the government standing up for America then. So I am aware of it, but I've never seen it in the way that I see it now. When I see Donald Trump sending out the military and ICE and just literally cleaning up the country in spite of the attack and call names and threats and all that. And I see the men and women, well, the men doing the job anyway. I don't like to say women because women have no better being involved on the street fighting like that with the government. But when I see men out there and then they're being attacked, they're throwing the enemies of America throwing rocks and things like that at them. It made my heart smile to see finally somebody in government keeping their word. Really. It's amazing to see it. And you have men and women in this case in our government supporting evil. They're like outright supporting evil, meaning that they're trying to keep criminals in the country, even though the criminals are robbing, raping, murdering, getting free welfare, free housing, free education, everything. It's a drain upon this country. But you have people in government, so-called people who are supposed to make the law and enforce the law, going against the law for personal gain. Really, that's the only reason they're doing it. They are hoping to get back in what they call power and wealth. And they had this black female as mayor of L.A., and this female is the worst person that you ever want to meet. She's lazy. She has no clue as to what she's doing. Zero clue. Only thing she does or know how to do is stand in front of the camera and give you fake emotions, fake smiles, fake upset, fake. That's all she does. And you voted for her. Why, this president, Donald Trump, is cleaning up Los Angeles. This woman want to give you money. Not her money. No, no, no. It's not her money. It's your working dollars. And she doesn't want to give it to the workers. She can give it to the undeserved. Los Angeles Times is reporting that Karen Bass announced a plan on Friday, so-called mayor, on Friday to provide direct cash. Think about that. Direct cash assistance to people who have been affected by the Trump administration's sweeping immigration raid. Watch this for Fox News.
We also are going to have a reinstitution of the Angelino card, something that Mayor Garcetti started during COVID that will actually provide cash assistance to people. Because, you know, you have people who don't want to leave their homes, who are not going to work, and they are in need of cash.
Amazing, huh? That's your mayor. What a pitiful, poor excuse of a mayor in a big city like Los Angeles. And you only elected her because she was female and black. You knew she couldn't do the job. The city burned down, homelessness everywhere, crime through the roof, and she's doing nothing about those things. But she wanted to give away your cash, your hard tax, your money. So I think I'm going to be trying to, I'm going to look up on Google and see how I can get some of that cash.
I don't know, Jesse. I think I've been affected by all this.
In what way?
By the immigration stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been emotionally affected. So I'm going to go to Karen Bass.
Me too. I'm going to tell Karen I'm scared to go outside. I'm black, so they may want to pick me up, think I'm from Haiti or Dominican Republic or whatever they call it. So I want some of that cash. Democrat leadership is a mess. They don't mind seducing the people for first in the game. That's why she's giving away your cash. She think come election time, she's going to be reelected, or she want to. And she might. I want to put it past the voters in California. Give them free stuff. They'll vote for you. Or be black, especially black female. They'll vote for you. It doesn't matter the hell you're going to bring up on the city or the state. What a mess. I want my country back. But it's not coming back. I do know that. So I just have to live in perfect peace in my country. It's been known forever that women don't work together. And I remember the good old days when boys were boys and men were men. We got to bring back the order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. Women were not created to lead. They were created to follow. And you're putting them in leadership position in the homes, in the schools, in government, and everywhere, and things are going downhill really fast. Hell is coming through that woman like Natty going north. An example is from Fox 2. A dispute between an employee at McDonald's turned deadly Thursday morning when a woman stabbed her manager to death before attempting to flee. Watch this.
$25 million. That's the bond set for the woman accused of fatally stabbing her manager at the East Point McDonald's.
26-year-old Afeni Muhammad in court Friday afternoon, charged with first-degree murder. East Point police say Muhammad fatally stabbed her manager, 39-year-old Jennifer Harris, inside the McDonald's where they both worked on Nine Mile Thursday morning.
Prior to the stabbing, Muhammad was sent home by Harris for not performing her work duties and told Harris, "I'll be back."
2 days before the stabbing, Muhammad posted a video on her Instagram. This is a small portion of that video.
But to get sent home 2 days in a row, man? And I came in on my off day to make up my time, and she still sends me home early? It's not funny. Somebody will have to do something about that. It's not funny.
Investigators say the suspect stabbed Harris several times inside the drive-thru portion of the fast food restaurant. A customer, a CPL holder, was in his car and witnessed the crime. When the suspect ran out of the restaurant, the CPL holder held her at gunpoint until police arrived.
What a mess! What's wrong with the blacks? Why are blacks so violent and angry? Well, they're angry and then violent. Isn't that a mess? A spiritual battle. The woman confessed to stabbing her manager, who has 6 children. Watch this.
Muhammad admitted that she intended to kill Harris and stated that after she was sent home, she drove to a nearby park, decided to come back and stab Harris with a knife that she had inside of her vehicle.
Harris, a single mother of 6 and a longtime McDonald's employee, was pronounced deceased at a nearby hospital. Meanwhile, the prosecutor revealing this in court about Muhammad.
The defendant does have a prior instance of at least one that I'm aware that involved a stabbing involving a knife.
That prior stabbing occurred in Virginia. Muhammad's attorney arguing,
she was in an extremely abusive relationship that was not only mental but physical, that involved alcohol issues.
The judge set Muhammad's bond at $25 million cash surety only. She will be back in court on July 23rd for a probable cause hearing.
Amazing. That black woman has 6 children and not married? What the? A single mother with 6 children? The manner that this woman was accused of stabbing. Now, do you think anger is good? Anger is a good emotion. Jesus was angry, you say. Everybody and their mama believe anger is good. That's mind-blowing to me. And nothing good comes from anger. Think about it. You screw your life up. You screw your children's life up if you had kids. You screw your relationship up. And you say anger is good. No one has perfect peace, you say. You got to see somebody else with perfect peace before you can believe it's possible. What a mess. Here's a video where this woman talk about being bullied at her job. There's some ex.
I was wrongfully treated today at work. I was literally physically tapped on a lot of times. My name kept getting called. I was doing a great job. I kept getting sabotaged, tempted so my button can get pressed and I can go out of character. So although I went out of character, all I could say was stop talking to me. Stop talking to me. And to walk into my space, still bothering me, and I said, get away from me. Please get out of my space if you don't mind. And you still continue to touch me. That made me very unhappy. Because I know that I'm a great person. And I know I won't be tolerating that. So since they decided to bully me, let the universe show them what's next. And there will be hell to pay for that. Without a doubt.
Wow. That doesn't look like the same person. That's the same woman. Look like a vampire.
Yeah, she had different hair, but and a filter on.
Huh?
Some kind of like a camera filter on.
Oh, that's why she looked that way?
Right. Makes her digitally look a little different, but I could tell it's her still.
Wow. Don't mess with me. Don't get out of my space. What a mess. And you think anger is good. if you want to be free, really, for those men and women who want to be free, those who don't, stay in your anger, really, live in there, suffer in there, whatever. It's not no sweat on my Amerifro. I have an Amerifro, not an Afro. What a mess, huh? Anger is evil. Anger, a person, whether male or female, is a murderer. You murder yourself as you're trying to murder others. You are killing yourself within your true self. And a murderer cannot be trusted. So when you just know, and this woman been accused of killing, maybe she didn't understand that this angry employee could kill her spiritually and physically because she's killing herself. Because my producer made the point, and it's a good point, Derek, that if she wasn't happy at that job, just go find another one. She going to stay at this job and make things go the way she want them to go? How about this? There are a lot of jobs in this country now, thanks to the great white hope, Donald Trump. What manner of man is this? They call him king. They call him king. I can't even imagine anyone defending this girl doing this, her action. You can be free, but you got to be willing to die spiritually. Die from the ego death, the not you, the false self. And ladies, you know, and I know, and all men know, that women, and women who are working on stuff know this too. You can ask them, they'll tell you. Women cannot handle stress. And this is another reason, men, why you should not be telling women your problems. Not even to your mama. Your mama can't help you. The order is not like that. It doesn't work. It won't work, even if you try it. Fox 57 is reporting. A TikTok video is drawing attention to a Burger King employee in Columbus, South Carolina, who says she was left to run the entire restaurant by herself during a 12-hour shift. Watch it from Fox 57.
I be missing my kids' life, and I work a lot. So I be having to provide for them, and I really don't be having time to spend with them. And it hurts me a lot.
Nakia Hamilton is a single mother of three here in Columbia. She works 12 hours plus to provide for her children, even if that means doing it all by herself at this Burger King on Broad River Road.
One of my employees just quit on me, and they ain't had nobody else to come in. So I had to work by myself, had to close by myself, had to do the dishes, do prep, do the floors.
Y'all need to get her some help up in here because she busted her behind. She's doing everything she needs to do to make sure everybody is okay up in here.
And this TikTok video, you can see Hamilton working by herself. And thousands of people on social media had questions.
And then last night, I closed again by myself last night. I finally got help today. And she been here since 11 o'clock. She about to close with us at 11. So we just ain't got no employees. Nobody want to work no more.
Hamilton says she's doing it all for her children. And thanks her manager for giving her the job.
I wouldn't have no job because I do have a record.
She has a record. Every black person got a record, a criminal record. Poor, she's a victim. She got to work all by herself and she miss her chillings. Poor victim. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. Love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Announcements. The Hake, H-A-K-E report is coming up at the top at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake report. At 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair is on fire. E. White. Amazing. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. And the American Anchor Baby have energy just like Donald Trump. Given to both of them by God. And you watch what I'm telling you. Give it a little bit more time. Just as they're calling the great white hope, Donald Trump, a king. They even have rallies, king rallies. They are calling him the great white hope. They call him daddy. What manner of man is this? The world obey him. Same thing going to happen with the American Anchor Baby because he has the same energy given to him by God, not on loan, but a gift. So be patient. He's young, so he's growing into that. Just like the great white hope had to grow into his energy. Along the way, he made major improvement. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then for personal shout out, happy White History Month. This is our 8th year of celebrating White History. Remembering the amazing things that white Americans have done to make America the greatest country ever. And everybody and they mama want to come here and destroy it. And not like they're coming to build it or make it better. So we got to remember white history, lest we forget. And if you forget, it's over. So happy, this is our 8th year. Happy White History Month. So for personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs. Anniversary shout-outs, congratulations shout-out, whatever. And I will do them for you, all right? Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing. Happy White History Month. I want to go to Darren, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Darren, what? Darian, out of Georgia, oh my. Darian, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Yes. Well, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing. So I just needed some quick advice. So currently,
you're making
right
a lot
now,
of noise, Darren. Are you?
Yeah, I was in the OBGYN with my girlfriend. She's pregnant. I walked out.
What's an OBGYN?
That's where we go to check on the baby, check on her for the pregnancy and everything.
Oh, she's pregnant?
Yeah.
And you go to that's a doctor?
Yeah, it's like their primary doctor for while they're pregnant.
So she went there to get a checkup?
Yeah, and I was in the room with her like a beta.
And why are you there?
That's what I just said, like, because she's kind of big, so she really can't drive, so I drive her here.
She can't drive?
No, it's hard for her to drive and maneuver around right now, because we're having the baby next month.
You having it, too?
No.
What do you mean, we're having it?
She's giving birth next month.
Oh, I thought you said we're having a baby.
I did.
What a baby.
Sorry. I'm taking my beta waves.
So you're in OBGYN with the woman. You are having a baby. What?
Don't do me like that.
Why? Hey. Why are you allowing that to happen to you,
Jesse? I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I've been working on myself for the past 2 years now, and like a lot of stuff that I'm doing now, it just don't make sense. I was already just on that trajectory, but I'm just slowly changing, and it just felt like the right thing to do. I felt like I was just assisting her, which obviously is an ego thing.
So that's the excuse you made up in your head to be weak?
I'm not making an excuse.
Oh.
You're funny. You're funny.
But anyway, go ahead. I'm at the OBGYN. What the?
Well, I'm finna do some more beta stuff.
I'm finna?
This is my second time.
What are you finna do?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm getting ready to tell you about some more beta stuff that I need advice on.
All right. Go ahead.
So, I have my first child out of wedlock. She's 10, and she has been with me on and off, and she usually comes every summer. Me and her mom have a little disputes and situations, but since I fell into like a financial rut in the last year and a half, it's just been getting a little rocky. So now she's withholding the child from me and saying that she wants to do a child support setup, which she's been trying to do, and I've been avoiding it, and I've been, like, going around it. But now she's saying I can't get her for the summer anymore, or I can't visit her until there's a child support order together. And it's just crazy to me because that's after 10 years of me and my daughter, like, or just us having an arrangement. And now my daughter has an iPad. I'm blocked on the iPad. I'm blocked from her phone. Like, I can't communicate with her. Only way I can communicate with my daughter now is to talk with her mom. And all she brings up is child support. And I'm just trying to see her. And now I'm just at the crossroads where I'm like, should I do the child support after 10 years and fight for it? Because I always hear you say, like, it's no point in fighting. Don't split the child up. I'm big on that. I don't want to split her up. But I do love my daughter, and I know love is letting go. It's just very difficult. So I'm not sure if I should pursue the child support. And I got a baby on the way. Like, it's going to drain a lot of my money. So I'm just trying to figure out what to do, or, like, what's a route to consider in this situation.
And so this woman that you're at the OBGYN, You're not married to her either?
Nah.
So you're making another child out of wedlock?
It was after I've been working on myself. Yes. I'm black.
You black.
Oh man.
Lord. And yeah. Is this woman that about to have a baby now, is she living with you?
Yes, she is.
She live with you?
No, she live with me.
And you have a job, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're still making some noise in the background there, like...
Sorry.
Are you, why are you allowing her to live with you?
I got sucked in. It was an accident in her car where I was driving, which is no excuse, but like the hell started coming out of her. And I was just like, all right, you can live here, because she didn't want to stay where she was staying anymore because the insurance was under her mom's name. So she didn't want to deal with her hell. So she came over here, gave me hell, and like moved in with me. And like it went from there.
And so you saw the hell in this woman before you allow her to move in, and you still allow her to move in.
Yes. I broke up with her, went to Florida with my daughter. That's where my daughter is. And I came back. I got into my job and stuff, and she was helping me get back and forth to work. And that's when we had the accident. We were just trying to work on, you know, maybe seeing if something was there, and that's when the accident happened. And that's when it was just like a drastic change of like moving in, doing this, because I didn't plan on that, but I was too weak, and that happened.
And so just to be sure, this your first child is about that's 10 years old. This woman is telling you she wants child support now, right?
Yes.
And then now the second woman that about to have a baby, you saw the hell in her and still let her move in.
I did.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
And so how old is she?
She just turned 30 in January.
So how have you been dealing with the hell in her since she moved in? How that's been going?
Well, it's definitely did a 360, because it was bad when we first, the first year, it was bad. And I've just been trying to be an example. Like, I haven't been trying to force her to change. I haven't been, but I'd be ignoring her. I don't be like, I'll walk away, I'll leave the house, just leave her completely alone, and then she'll calm down, do whatever. And then, like, she went to therapy. They was trying to give her some pills and stuff. That's when she found out she was pregnant. So she never took the depression pills and stuff. And, like, just during the pregnancy, she has shown very little of her hell coming out. So I'm not sure on what's going to happen. I'm trying to have a wait and see, or should I just move on? I'm not sure.
Amazing. And so you said that this pregnancy was an accident?
Well, it didn't happen by accident, but right. I didn't think so. I didn't want it. Yeah. I didn't want it.
If you didn't want it, why did you make it? If you gotta have a necessity, why do you do it in a way where you wouldn't make a baby?
I was lost.
Yeah. And did you tell her you didn't want a baby?
Yeah, we actually had a discussion because she was going to the therapy. They gave her a title of explosiveness disorder or something like that. They tried to give her pills. and she tried to contemplate about not having the baby because she wasn't all the way together in her mental. So, like, it was just a decision, like, she made as far as, like, how she would move forward with what she had going on, like trying to work on herself and have the baby and with the pregnancy hormones. So we just decided to have the baby. We're going to see what happens when she does have the baby. We talked about moving out or if we have to, because we're trying to work on ourselves and we know not being married and living together is not common. So we're going to see when the baby comes what step we can take. But I'm not trying to really move into another place with her, even though she hints at it. And then I tell her like, oh, well, that ain't going to be good. We ain't gonna, and she get mad, like I leave or whatever. But we going to see when the baby comes. I'm getting out of my beta. I'm coming to the alpha side.
And so you're discussing the possibility of moving out of your place into her place?
No. She's going to get her own place.
Oh, you're not going to move in there?
No.
All right, so your question for me is what?
Well, my original question was, should I do the child support for my 10, well, she's 11 now, my 11-year-old who's being withheld from me. Now, after the 10 years of me seeing her, or after the 10 years of our relationship.
As far as that's concerned, and she's not letting you see your child now at all and talk to her or anything?
When I said I'm going to do it, she said I can't just come and get her, because she lives in Florida. So I have not gone down there yet.
Oh, okay.
Because we did that before, and like she like almost slammed the car door on my leg and told my daughter to go back inside and so stuff like that.
Why don't you just be grateful about that and move on, and no more communication with her, period. Since she's doing this, why not just move on, let her have a baby, and you go on with your life?
That's my daughter. I don't know. We've got such a bond together. And then, like, she tries to make, because she's married now, and she's trying to make a family with them and have my daughter call her dad and stuff. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
You can't do anything about that. You made the baby out of wedlock.
Yeah. Damn it. Oh, sorry. Dang. Yeah, I know.
And you don't have that much money to be going to court and everything and still lose.
Why
you let this woman put you through that ordeal? Because by giving in to her, she's putting you through another ordeal that's not going to work out well for you anyway, and she's going to get the thrill of putting you through that. And she's going to destroy your daughter anyway. She's already doing that. So your daughter going to be messed, being destroyed anyway.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear. That was my biggest fear. I guess I was just the ego, and I just didn't want my daughter to go through that.
But you're not going to be able to stop that because you made a baby out of wedlock. You're not there to protect your daughter from the mother. And now that the mother started talking about child support and caring, and according to you hitting your leg with the car, she's an angry female. She's already destroying your daughter. There's nothing you're going to be able to do to stop that. Even if you were there because you're giving in like bait or to the woman, you can't even help it if you were there.
Yeah, it's been a rocky road. Yeah.
I understand. I totally understand. And this woman you're with now, once that baby pop out, she's going to give you hell with that baby.
Yeah.
Why do you think you keep repeating the same thing over and over again? Why do you went from one woman to another woman, making babies along the way, knowing the that what can happen? Why do you think you keep repeating the same thing over again?
Because I was doing it my way.
Absolutely. 100%. You were doing it Satan way and calling it your way, but you were doing it the evil way.
Yeah. So that's exactly what's going on.
Here's what I recommend. Do what you want, but here's what I recommend. There is a law that cannot be broken. And if you break that law, you suffer in the way that you're doing now. And even with this situation you're in now, when this woman give you hell with your child, as she will, unless she's working on herself and she cut that out, if you don't work on yourself, you're going to repeat the same thing with a different woman, because the spirit of evil will tell you, well, this is a different woman. She's going to be different than all those other women. And you're going to believe that because the imagination disguises itself as reality, and there's no truth in thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Here's what I recommend is that you start, the spiritual law is you got to love what's right. You got to seek what's right before all things, anything or anyone. You got to seek what's right. Only put the truth first in your life. And when you love the truth and you only think about truth rather than thinking about what you've lost or what you can gain or women or none or getting married or children, you got to only think about truth. That's the only thing that should be on your mind. Because if that's not the only thing on your mind, evil is the only thing on your mind. Evil set you up for destruction in life. So you got to now realize, you know what? I've been listening to thoughts all my life, and one thing, that they are deceiving me. They're not true. And seek first truth. Seek the kingdom of God within, and the truth will take over, and it will guide you the rest of the way, and you can never fall into the same mistakes again, because there are, in reality, there are no such things as trouble or problem. It's just that you're listening to evil and you're creating situations. So I would suggest that you work on you for now. Seek the kingdom of truth. Seek the kingdom of God within, and you'll be fine.
So let me ask you, what does that look like?
You got to be willing to let everything and everybody go. To hell with them and just work on you. And what does what look like?
You just answered it. I was trying to see what does that look like just for me to be working on myself and, like, not worry about nothing else. Draw myself into something.
You got to be willing to let everybody and everything go. And you can't do that on yourself. Don't you try to make it go. But if you practice being present with truth, and the truth is always here, right here all the time, right? And if you practice being there, instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future, what if, and all that mess, then the truth will guide you, and it will cause you to overcome the world inside of you and outside of you inside of others. It will do the work for you, but you got to surrender 100%. Christ is the light, and the light says to bring all your darkness, your worries, your thoughts, your stress, your false love, your fear to the light, and the light will destroy the darkness and make you free.
Okay, sounds great. I appreciate it, Jeff.
Can you hold for a moment?
Yeah, I can hold.
Okay, let that woman at the OTBDYN let you know you're on the phone.
She knows.
Back in a moment, folks. Two more hours to go.
Get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Rage to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. Fires,
destroying structures at the Grand Canyon, even the old Grand Canyon Lodge, the historic one. Immigration, Florida, so-called lawmakers are saying it's inhumane at Alligator Alcatraz. Good. But no, it's not inhumane. Give me a break. Just women. And Gaza, children who are collecting water in Gaza, they died in an Israeli airstrike. I think it was a technical error, okay? It wasn't on purpose. Israel treats their enemies humanely, I hear, allegedly. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. July 14th, AD 2025. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often as you hear JLP wrap up with another caller, or just every so often in case a line opens up. 1-888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. I mean, 9 to noon Eastern time. That's 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific time here in Los Angeles. Figure it out if you're somewhere else, but it is 8 to 11 Central. Nice. So jesseleepeterson.com/show. And let us know if you're overseas and you call in. Let us know how you do it, because there are many ways to do it. And we like to be able to tell people how they may do it, because there's a lot of boomers out there who don't know anything. And by boomers, I mean millennials and Gen X as well, and Gen Y, Z. Anyway, a fast-moving wildfire, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, destroyed 50 to 80 structures in the Grand Canyon's North Rim. The North Rim, including the historic Grand Canyon Lodge. The blaze, started by lightning 10 days ago, wow, rapidly grew to 7.8 square miles. Due, they say, to hot temperatures, low humidity, that means dry conditions, and strong wind gusts. Crazy, huh? That's what fire officials said. Per park officials, the North Rim will remain closed for the rest of the season. I guess that's summer season. Terrible. And immigration, Florida lawmakers, meaning politicians, phonies, who took a limited tour of the Immigration Detention Center, located deep in the Everglades, I believe that's Alligator Alcatraz, described the conditions as, quote-unquote, inhumane. Dozens of detainees housed in each cell, where they experience sweltering heat, they say, CNN says, bug infestations, meager meals, and a lack of privacy, so claimed these politicians. The lawmakers were barred from viewing the medical facilities or meeting any of the detainees, but many could be heard crying out for freedom. Quote, they are essentially packed into cages wall-to-wall humans, 32 detainees per cage. I wonder how big the cage is. So said Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's still a politician. That's that woman who was the head of the DNC, Democrat National Committee, and she was a corrupt person. I think she got exposed with the DNC leak email stuff. But anyway, as trying to manipulate the media, of course, right? Everybody tries to. She represents Florida's 25th congressional district. Embarrassing, guys, voting for her. She also said each cage contained three small toilets with attached sinks, which detainees use for drinking water and brushing their teeth. Oh, okay. About 900 people currently detained in the center, which has been dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Republicans have touted it as a low-cost facility fortified by Mother Nature. Sweet. Reminds me of the good old days with the greatest Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who also had the Tent City over in beautiful Arizona. I'll have to tell you about the children with that airstrike over in Gaza in the next hour. But now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
So
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the second hour of Monday Show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question, I have it. It's a juicy too. Listen to this one, folks. Really. Even the enemies of truth that don't want to hear the truth, listen to this one. Which is most important to you? Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? That may be a better way of saying that, but you get the message. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast all the shows all the time. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. Even if you're at the OBGYN and you're a man and you're at the OBGYN with the woman, you still can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we will get to your super chats here after a while in a minute. And it's Monday. And every Monday is and will always be Female Monday. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. I want to go back to, who was I talking to, Derek? Darian, a first-time call out of Georgia, and I put him on hold because we ran out of time there in the last hour. And Darian got a girl pregnant, and the baby is 10 years old now, and he's been seeing her, according to Darian. And now this woman that he made the baby with, talking about she wants child support. She's married. All of a sudden, she wants child support. A dilemma there. And Darian is at the OBGYN right now with another female he got pregnant. And he like, what the? So we're talking about how to resolve that issue. Darren.
Yeah, I'm here.
What a mess.
What a mess, man. I'm trying to get over it. I'm trying to overcome, man.
And so this girl you're with now, is she working on herself?
Yes, she has been working on herself past, I'd say, like 5 months, 6 months.
And when you say she's working, what do you mean by that?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
When you say she's working on her stuff, what do you mean by that?
As far as, like, catching herself. Like,
come back to your phone. Come back to your phone.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Yeah, so basically, like, catching herself, like, when certain things happen or her reaction, I could see her take more time into what she feels like she's going to say or think about what she, what, how she's going to react. And, you know, a lot, now it's, I see the differences and I see her actually making an effort to not be in control of her reactions and her emotions.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have. We was listening to an episode of you, and I was the first time I heard you say forgive her. She was sitting right there. She was rolling her eyes. I said, Mom, you know what? I forgive you. You know, I held a lot of stuff against you because when I was younger, you just got on my nerves about certain things. And, yeah. You know, I took your spirit on in a way, and I just forgive you. Like, I know you knew no better. I'm an adult now. I can see it. And we're going to move forward.
And you forgive your father as well for not being there to protect you from your mother?
Nah.
And why not?
He's a different story.
Why have you forgiven him?
I can't even catch up with him.
Meaning you don't know how to find him?
Sort of, kind of. He lives in Florida. I have his phone number. Doesn't answer the phone. His birthday was just this month. He hasn't answered the phone. He don't know I'm having a baby. Like, he's just disconnected.
Are you like outside or something now?
I'm driving now.
Oh, because it's not. Can you pull over for a minute or something?
Okay.
You left your OBGYN place.
Yeah, we not. That's your new word now. I left that. We not there no more. She in the car with me right now.
She in the car right now with you?
She in the car with me right now.
Amazing.
Amazing.
What's her first name?
Her first name is Anjanae.
Aunt Janae?
No, Aunt Janae.
Aunt Janae.
No, without the T, not aunt.
Oh,
it's aunt.
Aunt Janae.
There it is.
Oh, okay. So do you want to have the conversation in front of Aunt Janae?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I watch you all the time, and she say I'm technical, and I be trying to, you know, correct her all the time, but I'm very open about what I'm saying. And, like,
oh, okay.
It's nothing but the truth. Yeah.
Janae, can you hear me?
No, she can't. I got you on my phone.
I can. Okay,
car,
no problem. But, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, because of time and you're in your car and all, let me just tell you this. And I'm telling you, if you, at this point, stop listening to your imagination, because the imagination is nothing but lies. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, right? And so if you stop listening to thoughts and just do the silent prayer and practice being present, because the truth is not concerned about your past. It doesn't care what you've done. It's not concerned about your future. It doesn't care what you have in mind and think you want for the future. It's only concerned about right now, because life is right now. And if you were to start seriously doing that, practice being present at all time. And if you find yourself going in and out of thoughts, and you will for a while, just come back to present. I promise you, everything will work out for you. It will be fine, but you got to be willing to let everything go. You got to be willing to let it all go and let the truth and only truth be important to you, and you will have an amazing life. This 10-year-old daughter you have, instead of fighting with this woman about it, and you ever heard from your daughter, she's the only time, according to you, the only time you can talk to your daughter is when you got to go through this woman, right? I'll be done with
that. Well, now.
Yeah, I would be done. She would never hear from me again. And if you love your daughter, you'll be willing to let her go. and then seek the kingdom of God and trust the truth, and the truth will work out things for you that you can't even imagine. But you got to put truth first, because the truth is not going to compromise with you at all. It's not going to compromise. Either you be one with it or suffer in your misery. You need to make up your mind which is most important to you.
That's the, yeah.
It will not compromise with, it does not compromise with evil. And right now you've been controlled by evil. And it's not going to compromise with anything. You got to surrender everything 100%. Go through your hell, and on the other side of that hell is paradise right here on earth. You have heaven right here, and your life will be amazing. And you never have to go through another negative thing again for the rest of your life.
That sounds like something I want.
Well, then you got to be willing to let it all go. And you do that by doing the silent prayer and being aware of those thoughts. You're not your thoughts, your feelings, and your body. And just observe those things, do nothing about it, and the truth will take care of it for you.
Gotcha. I thank you so much, Jesse. Also, can I answer the biblical question?
Which is most important to you, how people treat you or how you treat them?
For me, it's how I treat them to be a servant first.
Yeah, that's what you're. You're over at the OBGYN.
Ah, there you go. I can't play with you. We got to come together. It's White History Month. We're trying to make it better, man.
That's right. Happy White History Month. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I put my two cents in on Sunday. But for now, Don't do, well, what if I do this? What if? No more what ifs. Get serious about working on you, and things will work out for you. You don't have to try to make, don't try to make things work either way. Just be present, and the light of God will work it out for you. Because God is not holding anything against you. He doesn't remember your past or your future. He's only thinking about right now. And he wants you with him right now, and he'll make everything fine.
Okay.
But don't argue with that woman, the woman with the 10-year-old child. Don't argue with the woman you're with, and just work on you. Doubt every thought about anything. And just see it. And when I say doubt it, don't just see it. Don't argue with thoughts. Don't call them you. And the emotion that comes when you don't catch this thought, you have emotions. Those are not your emotions. They're not you. Just stop arguing with the devil so that the light can guide you. Don't argue with the devil in your side of you, your mind, and don't argue with the devil inside of other human beings. They get thrills when you argue with them.
Okay, got it.
All right?
Got it. Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
I will also, can I talk to Derek to give a white history man to be celebrated?
Okay, hold on a minute. I'll let you speak to him.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Hold on. Derek, pick up Darian. Let me go to Lisa out of New York. Let's see here. Lisa, you are
Hi,
on
Jesse.
The air.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Oh, amazing. You love white people?
I'm dating one.
You love white people?
Yes.
You really love white people. You're dating them. Are you black?
Yes.
What the? Nah, go ahead.
Hi. I had a question. So we've been dating for almost 2 years, and he's been trying to get into the police academy, but it hasn't been working out. Like, he's been applying, studying, and they just won't pick him. He's done that twice now, and that's his dream, just to be a police officer. So he's going to try out for the
Speak up a little
the
bit.
City. He's going to try out for the city as well. But while he's waiting, he has a full-time job, but making like $20 an hour, which I think he could make more. Like, I'm hustling, I'm like doing part-time jobs, I'm studying for my ultrasound job. So I'm going to most likely be the breadwinner if we continue the relationship, and I just want him to get a better job while he's waiting for the police exam. But he's making excuses. And we live at both at our parents' house still. So
he live at his parents' house, and you live at your parents' house, right?
Yes.
How,
so I'm trying
how old
to
are
get
you guys?
Out. I'm 26, and he's 27.
Okay, go ahead.
And I picked him because he was a God-fearing man. He told me that. I introduced him to you. He didn't really, I guess, want to keep watching you. I try to remind him to pray. I'm praying night and morning, and I'm really trying to work on myself. And I've been telling him for months to please try to get a higher-paying job and try to make getting a higher-paying job a priority so we can get out of our parents' houses. And he claims he wants to have kids and get married, but I'm not seeing the action. But he was just so, he claims he was depressed for not passing his police, well, he did pass, but they didn't pick him for his the police academy. So he's also blaming his ADHD on it as well. His ADHD. Oh. And I know your thoughts about ADHD. So I, yeah, so they're like,
are you a first-time caller, Lisa?
No, we spoke about this before.
Okay, and so he complained about ADHD. Go ahead.
Yes. So, and then I sent him a job on Indeed, and he's like, I got to get my mom to look at it. And that really, that scares me because he's a mama's, like, I was hoping he'd get out of the being a mama's boy if we move out of the house because he can't see how, like, controlling she is yet. And I haven't spoken to any, like, I told him to forgive his parents. He doesn't think it's necessary. And then I'm telling him to do the silent prayer. He won't do it, really. I'm not sure if I should do anything, or I know, like, I don't know if I should. Okay. So yesterday, last night, he told me he was going to volunteer for Little League. And that really made me upset, Jesse. So I didn't say anything. I didn't want to let my emotions take over. So I really prayed on it. Like, I pray every time I pray about our relationship because I see this man as my potential husband. So it's just a little frustrating that I have to keep repeating myself for months that we need to get out of our parents' houses.
And so when you prayed on it last night, what did you pray?
I pray that God shine light through me, please. Show me that you want me to be with this man, because I don't know. I was going to ask you if you believe in soulmates.
Who?
Soulmate, like your soulmate.
Oh, okay. How old are you again?
I'm 26.
And he is what?
27.
And he's white?
Yeah.
And you're black?
Yeah.
What the? And your question for me is what?
I don't know if I should, I guess, break up with him or just be patient and just do, like, because I don't think he understands that I'm frustrated that he's not putting as much work into our future as I am. And I've told him this before. And I just want to say it in the right way without seeming like I don't want to be his mom, you know. I don't want to keep telling him that we need to think about our future.
What is
he's still doing?
What? So your question for me is what?
Based on what you're hearing, I have no. Like, I what should I do? Should I like leave the relationship?
What is it? Why are you with this guy? What made you think? Why are you with him?
I wanted to eventually have a family and be
why?
Married.
Why?
That's what I wanted.
Why?
I guess you see it on life. It's life, you know, to be in love and to have somebody.
Repeat that.
And you see it all around you that you want, like, in life, like, you want to eventually have kids and get married.
You see what all around you?
Like, relationships and in love. And, people being in love.
And you see that, and that's why you want that?
Pretty much, yeah.
And why do you think what you see is real? Why do you think these people are in love?
Because they have, I see the successful relationships, they're like Christians, they love each other, and they have a family, and they're doing well.
But you have never seen a successful relationship, nor have you seen a relationship where the man and the woman love one another.
I think I've seen, like, maybe at least one. I see one.
No, you haven't seen any. And why do you want what they have? Let's say you see one. You have it, but let's pretend. Why do you want what they have?
It seems like what's what you should do in life is to be with someone else and have babies.
Someone else?
It seems like that's what you're supposed to do, is to find, like, a God-fearing Christian and have a family.
What's a God-fearing Christian?
Oh, like someone who actually prays and believes in God, and so I believe your relationship is blessed.
And so this guy you're with now, you think he's a God-fearing guy?
No, I'm not so sure.
I'm sorry. Originally, I'm not so sure. Originally, you thought so?
Yes.
And why did you think that in the beginning?
I asked him if he went to church, and then if he prayed, and he's like, yeah.
And now, how long have you been dating?
Almost 2 years.
And now that you see him as he is, you still believe what he said?
I'm not so sure.
I'm sorry?
Repeat the question, please.
Now that 2 years later, you thought he was a God-fearing guy going to church and pray, right?
Yes.
And now that you've seen him for 2 years, dated, what do you see now for yourself?
I guess a beta male.
And so why can't you accept what you see? Do you still want a beta male?
No.
So why can't you drop it and move on?
He asked me to be patient with him.
And why don't you drop it and move on?
Dating really sucks.
So what now?
Dating is awful in this generation.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, one, I guess dating, it's just like, it's really bad. It's like the guys don't want to wait for marriage, and he's been really good to me. He's been kind.
And how has he been good to you?
Like, he opens my door. He makes sure I'm home. He is very, includes me in his family events. He shows me that he loves me.
If he loved you, why would you have to mama him?
Because he's so used to being babied.
And so where's the love in that? Because
You
got to mama him now, what makes you think you won't mama him once you get with him? Marry him.
I was hoping that he would get, once he moves out, he get mature.
Speak up a little bit. You say what now?
I was hoping once he moves out and gets away from his mom, that he can stand on his own two feet.
But if he does, you're going to become his mama. He go from mm-hmm. one mama to another one. You already concerned about the baby. You already right. see this baby can't care of you. This baby needs so much help. You're just going to become mama. You're already mama. Do you see that? You're telling yeah. the mama, oh, you need to get another job. You need to do this. You need to do that. You don't see you're already mama?
Yeah.
You see that?
Yes.
And why do you think that would change if you marry him?
I would try to get as far away from his mom as possible so he can become the man.
But you are his mama, so you're not getting far away. You are the mama.
Damn.
You said damn?
Yeah.
Damn, George. And so, damn what?
I feel like you're telling me I should break up with him.
Here's what I'm telling you is that it's natural for women to want to get married, have a family, but you got it out of order. You want it too badly. You want it too much. You want it too much. And so you're about to make a horrible choice because you want it more than you want what's right. And because you want that more than you want what's right, the devil is deceiving you. He's telling you, oh, it'll work out. He'll get better. Take him far away from his mother, and things will get better. You listen to all thoughts, and all thoughts are all lies all the time. The only way, first of all, you should not be wanting a man so bad or family that you would do anything for it. You should only want the truth, first and foremost, over everything else, and want for nothing else. You have no business. You should not be thinking about a man, period. You mm-hmm. should only be thinking about the truth. And then the truth would take care of you and add onto you what you should have, and it'll be amazing. But you're not thinking about the truth. You're thinking about the man, and that man become your God, and he will destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're thinking about him and not the truth. You're not putting truth first. And the only reason you want a family is because you don't have love. Love is missing in you, and you think, being deceived by your thoughts, you think having a family, you think having this man is going to make it right, and all you're doing, listen to bad advice in your imagination from other people, and you're going to end up in misery just like everybody else you know that married and dating. There's not one person married and dating, and they have perfect peace. But you're looking on the outside, and you're looking at in an illusion. It's not real. Those people have not put mm-hmm. first the kingdom. And they have decided in the darkness of imagination, this is what they want, because they've been taught that too from their parents and the world. Oh, you should get education. You should get married. You should have children. You should have a house. And they're leading a life that would never work. You would never find peace.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend you drop this guy. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes. And forgiving my mother and my father.
I recommend you drop him, do the silent prayer, put seeking the kingdom of God first. Because the truth, as I told the other caller, the truth is not going to compromise for you. You're going to have to give up something. And that is this false life, this illusion that you have about life. You got to let it go in order to have perfect peace. You're getting into trouble. You're trying to make this guy be what you think you want him to be. He's never going to be that.
Great.
Can you hold for 1 minute?
Yes.
Let me take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. We have a fundraiser drive going there. We need your support, all right? Help get us through the summer. We got bills to pay, of course. And we'll help you, so help us to help others. I shouldn't have to ask, but I know I need to remind you. So we need you to donate to our fundraiser drive. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND to make a donation, all right? 800-411-2663. And on that rebuildingtheman.com/donate, the mailing address is there too in case you want to mail it in, check a money order. So I appreciate it. And don't forget to support us on social media. I do mention it sometimes. But I don't really mention it. And they remind me, hey, Jesse, you need to mention social media, man. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Peel.net/JesseLeePeterson. Peel, P-I-L-L-E-D. .net/JesseLeePeterson. Like, follow, ring the bell, comment. All right? And I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Lisa out of New York. Lisa? Lisa?
Yes. Hello.
What is wrong? What's missing inside of you that you so desperately want this man?
I guess when you're in a relationship, you make each other feel good occasionally, and they cater to your ego, basically.
Absolutely. And that's not love, Lisa. He opened the car door for me. He does this. He made me feel good. He's stroking your ego. And I promise you, if you marry this guy in this condition, you got two devils getting together, and God is not in it, and you're just going to fight. That's all it's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's going to turn into misery. And then you're going to have kids in hell, and the kids are going to suffer. I would highly recommend you overcome wanting anything from anyone. Mm-hmm. And you do that by putting the truth first. There are spiritual laws, principles that will not change because your ego wants it to. Put seeking what's right first. Do the silent prayer. Be present. Go to work. You go to school. Do that if you want. But watch the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not these false needs you have. You're not your body. And then let the truth decide what it wants you to have. And it will. And it will be perfect. But you got to trust the truth. By doubting the thoughts and trying to think, you don't know what you want.
Right.
You have been set up to get married, have children, do this, and this is what happiness is.
That's not happiness at all. There's not one person on earth that has perfect peace unless he or she or both have overcome their misery. And you're not going to find that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking on the outside at what look like these people are happy. Inwardly and behind closed doors, they're miserable. They hate one another. The kids are suffering. But when you see them walking up and down the road holding hands, you know, the devil tell you, oh, look at that beautiful picture. And don't you want that? And you're like, yeah, I do. And you're willing to do whatever it takes to get it. You're agreeing with hell.
How do you love yourself, or is there a self to love?
There is no self that you can love, and you don't have love not only to love yourself, but no one else. But right. When the fake you disappear, and it will, Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer, right? So when this fake you disappear, the real you will appear, and there will be nothing but real love.
That would be nice.
But you got to overcome the false self. You must die ego death if you want life. And right now you're traveling down the wrong road for life. You're traveling mm-hmm. down a road of death. Don't be thinking about a man. You should not be thinking about a man. Your mind should only be on the truth. And the truth will take care of you.
And the truth is just praying morning and night.
Doing the silent prayer, being aware of the fake self. Don't call it you again. Go to work, do your practical stuff, take care of you. You should not be thinking about love. You should not be thinking about a man. You should not be thinking about anything but truth. Truth means to work on you to overcome the fake, the ego self. Because this guy is just stroking your ego. He doesn't love you and you don't love him. And you're talking about, oh, I'm going to get him away from his mama. You're saying, I'm going to get away from his mother while you're becoming mother to him. You already mm-hmm. worry about him. He won't get a job. He won't get the right job. He won't do this. You're already mama. Why can't you see that?
I guess I was ignoring it, I guess.
Because your ego wants what it wants. And then making mm-hmm. you think, you believe in a lie that, oh, it'll get better. I can fix him. If he move away, far away from his mama, he'll get better. You listen to lies in the imagination. You don't see the setup. You're a mama. You're doing exactly what his mother is doing to him.
Mm-hmm.
You should be wanting him so badly that you got to do all this and worry and get upset. And you got to pray to God about it. Have you noticed God did not answer your prayer about this guy?
Yeah.
Because you prayed to the devil. You were not praying to God. You're not supposed to be praying to God for a man.
Mm. Hello?
I'm listening.
Oh. Yeah.
I would suggest do what you want. You wish him well, and you go and work on you. Stop thinking about a man. Stop thinking about dating. Just work on overcoming this ego self, this false emotion. You're not your emotions at all. Emotions are evil. They're not from God. They come from hell. But the world have taught you that emotions are good. You need emotions. They're lying to you. You got to overcome emotional. You want to be logical.
Right.
So you got to work on you. You're going down the wrong path.
Thank you.
You got to let him go. I mean, you don't have to. You can live in your hell. You see that all you're going to catch is more hell. You try to make a man be what you want him to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, what?
He wants to be better. Like, he wants motivation. And I understand that's mama. And he asked me to be patient because he's very confident that he will eventually get in.
So you think you're right for you to be mama to try to fish the man?
No.
Oh. How old is he again?
27.
And you're 20 what?
Six.
This man, 27 years old, living at home with mama. That doesn't ring a bell? That doesn't make your little red lights go off?
Well, it's like normal now because no one can afford, like people can't afford to live in New York by themselves.
That's
really
not true. If he was a determined person, meaning if he was an independent thinker, he would get two jobs, three jobs. He could afford to get an apartment. He'll move
right
out of New York. He could afford to do it. You know, wasn't doing it, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stop going along with his excuses.
Right.
Wish him well. Don't be mad at him, but you move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be hard to do, huh?
Yeah.
And why?
Because I like him as a person, too. Like, he's my best friend. And I guess, yeah, my ego doesn't really want to, in real life, my ego doesn't want to let go.
I'm sorry?
And if we're really talking, my ego doesn't want to let him go.
Right.
I feel like it's going to be very hard to find. Like, he checked off, like, a lot of the boxes. So.
We don't have a box to check off. Don't be looking for it. And if it meant, the truth love you. And the truth would take care of you. And if it's the truth want you to have a husband, the truth will give you a husband, and it'll be perfect. You won't have to look for him. You won't have to make it work. It will work because it comes from truth. It will work without your effort. You're not supposed to make a relationship work. You're not supposed to put any effort at all to try to make any kind of relationship work. If you try to make it work, it's out of hell, and it's not meant to be. And all you're going to get from it, it is hell. It's never going to work.
Right.
And you don't believe that, huh?
I do.
So let it go. And let that pain you're going to feel about letting it go, that's not you in the pain. That's the ego pain. That's the hell that you must bring unto Christ, and he will dissolve the hell, the misery. That's not you that's going to be lonely, going to be afraid, and going to tell you, you made a big mistake. That's not you. It's the evil in you pretending to be you.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Any other question or comment?
No, thank you. Thank you for your time.
What are you going to do?
I guess pick a day because we have plans. we were gonna fly to go see his family and stuff, so it's gotta be before then.
When are you taking this trip? You plan to take this trip?
September, but we are already gonna go up to see my mom this week, so
So you live with your mother now?
No, father.
Oh, you live with your father,
mm-hmm.
And he live with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I recommend, cancel the trip. When you hang up the phone, call him up and say you're done.
Oh. Okay.
What?
I hear you.
And?
Got it.
Got what?
Yes.
Yes, what?
I'm going to break it off.
What you got to do? What you got to do when he comes for you, bad girl? Lisa, I promise you, without a doubt, if you seek first the kingdom of God and don't have your mind on a man. Don't have your mind on dating. Don't have your mind on anything but truth. Go to work. If you want to finish your school, finish school. I promise you, your life would be perfect. But I promise you, if you go this route, thinking that this man going to be it, and you're looking for love, and you're looking for children, you're going to suffer. It's never going to work. I'm telling you the truth. It's not going to work because it's all ego. It's not even you, and it's not going to work. If you this guy should get together, two devils are getting together, and you're going to have a war. You're never going to have peace.
Okay. Thank you.
All right?
Yeah.
And why do you cry right now?
Because I thought originally I found the one, you know, the one that I thought I wanted. But you just really gave me the reality. And I didn't want, I guess I wanted to hear it, but I didn't want to hear it.
I understand. You know? You don't, you're not supposed to be wanting for a man. You're only supposed to be wanting the truth. Every human being, if they want to be free, they should only want truth. Seek first the kingdom, and the kingdom, which is the nature of God, which is perfect love, will take care of you. It will put to you, God is really good at romance. He has this app, and he's perfect. He's perfect with romance, and if he wants you to have someone, he will add it to you. And when you seek him first, the truth first, then you're going to also have access to the app. You'll have access to God's app. His dating app is amazing. But right now, you only have access to evil app relationship, and it is guiding you down the wrong path. You're not going to be happy with this guy or any guy that you seek. And there's no such thing as a God-fearing man or a God-fearing woman. Those are just words.
Oh, okay.
I wish you well, Lisa.
Thank you, Jesse. I wish you well. Thank you so much.
Will you let me know how it goes?
Yes.
So you're going to call him today and call everything off?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know how it goes.
Will do.
And thank you're going to shake in your boot, but shake in the boots so you can be free. You will become free. Now, that's my suggestion for you. I recommend that you seek first the kingdom. This is not the relationship for you, but it's up to you to do what you see, what you want to do. It's up to you, all right?
Yes.
I wish you well.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
T. Smith over on Cash App, that's Bond JLP Cash App. For coffee, hearts around the smiley.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, T. Smith, as always.
Yeah.
Anthony on Cash App. She's crying. She's lying. Crying all the time.
Amazing. Thank you.
That was yesterday. It wasn't having to do with the call.
Right on.
Darian, support for the Great Black Hope.
Thank you, Darian. Amazing. Appreciate it.
Ryan B, five coffees. Hassan used to laugh through the mic when JLP would say something outrageous. I really miss that. Is Hassan okay? Hope he didn't get deported by ICE.
ICE, baby. Hassan was at Fellowship Sunday before yesterday, last Sunday, 2 weeks ago. He's doing fine. He's traveling, having an amazing life. He's doing well. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I liked the latest episode of The Fallen State. Caused me to look at my relationship with food, that there's more quiet and subtle evil that I'm paying attention to now that tells me I'm grossed out by food when I'm hungry or telling me I like to eat alone, things I didn't catch before. Thanks.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And you can check out the fellowship, folks, by going to rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees from Eric. Thinking about how you feel is the death of you. Never give life to darkness. Never say, I feel like you don't feel anything.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony says, Karen Bass giving away tax money to illegals. Grandma Bass, I mean.
Karen Bass has a government socialist mentality, and she's all about herself. She's no different than Newsom. That man named it Newsom, right?
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, they both are wicked. Amazing, thank you.
The Great White Pope says, free George Santos.
Amazing, whoever that is.
George Santos is that, I think he's kind of Hispanic, gay, Republican from New York who got corruption charges and stuff like that. He got kicked out or voted out of, censured and stuff like that. I don't know, he's funny. He's a Trump supporter.
Amazing. Thank you.
David, welcome, JLP show member. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David.
Piotr, three coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. And thank you for making it possible. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. Great church, Jesse. Couple questions. One, why does a kid need ego if ego is the nature of evil? You say it's useful, but how can evil be useful?
Because kids are young and they need that energy to push them forward. And as they get older, they'll start, especially if the parents are right, they will start to drop it. But they need that energy. And as they get closer to death, they realize something is wrong here. All right? So that's why.
Jamil bought a second coffee, too. You said you were taking it easy on us and not telling us all because you don't want people to run away. Can you do a video or something talking about those things? Because I want to know. And then there's nobody or no place else to hear it or find it. It's a request, please.
Well, it's not that I don't want people to run away. I just know they can't handle the whole truth. You know, you have to give them, what they give you, like honey first and then milk.
Something
like that. And then honey. Ain't that in the Bible?
And then no meat. And then meat for the more mature people.
That's in the Word, right?
Yeah.
It's in the Word. So we have to give them milk and then honey and then meat. Thank you, though. Amazing.
15 coffees from Eric. It's easier to catch thoughts from stillness because there is no I. As day progresses, we identify with I and go blind. I is the devil. Without I is no egoic identification. With I, it's mental illness. Creates suffering.
Thank you.
I creates suffering.
Amazing.
Soul Conscious, three coffees. Jesse, church was incredible. And he cracked, too, like that. I'm kidding. If people did not identify with crying, they would easily see it as a dark spirit that made a home in them.
When she or he is crying, they're lying. I got to take a break. I got to stop right there. Hey,
we'll read more later, guys.
Well, I want to get your apple. Let me take a quick break when I come back to your calls, folks, and Super Chat. Thank you for them. One more hour to go. Hate news is coming out, not the fake news. You can be free for. I'm black and I'm slow, and I'm telling you, God does not care about your past or your future. All you need is now. Really. Eternal life, freedom, perfect peace is right here, right now, all the time. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. I told you I'm going to tell you about the Gaza kids struck in that IDF strike. I heard, like I mentioned, that it was a technical error. It wasn't on purpose, you people who impute the worst intentions on the Israelis. And Epstein files drama with Trump and quote-unquote MAGA. And the Kentucky shooting spree, did you hear about that? It was like a church shooting, but before the church shooting, the guy allegedly shot a state trooper who was injured. Eventually, I think the cops did the killer in because he killed a couple of church ladies in this Kentucky Baptist church. Terrible, man. And that was on Sunday, of course. Heavy rains after the Texas flood. Watch out, Texas people. And Bitcoin is over $122,000, or it was. Wow. Wow. Justin Bieber has a new album after 4 years. Nice. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and everybody loves females, if you love anybody. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers and viewers and super chatters. It is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports a group of children, they call them, collecting water in central Gaza, died in an Israeli airstrike on Sunday. Health officials said that. According to the Al-Auda Hospital, the attack killed 6 children and 4 others, so 10 people. At a water distribution point, the Israeli military acknowledged that an airstrike targeting an Islamic jihad terrorist had gone wrong and that the munition fell dozens of meters from the target. Wow. The incident is under review. Also on Sunday, 12 people killed, dozens injured when an Israeli airstrike targeted a crowded junction in central Gaza. And according to the director of Al-Shifa Medical Complex, Sam Rose, acting director of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, he said that Palestinians in Gaza are forced to make impossible choices, he calls them, between starvation or risking death to secure much-needed aid. Conditions on the ground are worse than they've ever been, he said. Try to get on out of there, man. Crazy. Over the weekend, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, expressed frustration with many of the so-called MAGA faithful. Are they really faithful? For their response to the Justice Department's claims about Jeffrey Epstein. Recently released DOJ memo said the so-called disgraced financier and accused sex offender was not murdered. He did indeed commit suicide, kill himself. Nor did he leave a client list. They said the memo contradicted some of the conspiracy theories previously pushed supposedly by Trump, according to Commie Nonsense Network and his top lieutenants. Some of the president's supposedly biggest supporters, including far-right activist Laura Loomer, she's not far-right, former guest on the JLP show, I believe, right? And former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, who has interviewed JLP before, by the way, have blamed Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the case. A woman. But Trump took issue with that on Sunday. Quote, what's going on with my boys, quote-unquote boys, and in some cases, gals. Nice, he calls them gals. They're all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who is doing a fantastic job. We're on one team, MAGA, and I don't like what's happening, he wrote on his social media site that is Truth Social. Nice. You can follow the Hake Report on Truth Social as well as Real Donald Trump. A shooting spree left 2 people dead, 3 injured in Lexington, Kentucky Sunday. Suspect, not yet released, at least of the time of this report I'm reading, allegedly shot a state trooper at a traffic stop near the city's airport. Then fled, carjacked another vehicle, went to the Richmond Road Baptist Church 15 minutes away, opened fire on people there. 2 women, 34 and 72, they died. They were killed. One man injured, another critical. The suspect was killed by the police, I believe. I'm James Hake, JLP Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, my brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia. It's a Hola. It's a Si, Señor. Como tal vo. It's amazing. Which is most important to you? Which is most important to you? How you treat, how people treat you, or how you treat them? How you treat, how people treat you, or how you treat them? This question, really, I'm like, what the? It's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about and you like, well, I would love to be at home watching that show, but I got to run. I got to go and take my children to a public school because I hate them and I don't want to stay at home and raise the man children because I don't get any thrills from that. My ego is not fulfilled. I got to go to work so the people at work say I do well and give me a trophy. And kids don't appreciate you. So I want to take them to public school so I can't. I don't have time to watch the show. You could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the. You could podcast, of course, but call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls. But every Monday, the ladies' calls come first because it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. We had a guest lined up for you in the second hour, the hour gone by. But according to my producer, the last minute, she canceled out on her. Beta! Well, beta! She canceled. And I want to show you who the guest was. And my producer is here to explain that he got this text, I guess, or email from her.
Right.
Email, right?
Yeah, I got a TikTok DM from her.
Okay, yeah. And saying that she cannot come on at the last minute. And he's going to explain to you, read out to you, explain to you what she said, her reasons for not coming. But here is the guest that we had lined up. Matter of fact, up until the show today, she was scheduled to be on. She and my producer arranged for her to come on. And here is the video and why I wanted to talk to this female. Here's a video of the woman explaining why she got upset when two white girls didn't move out of her way. Watch this from X.
Two white girls were just walking towards me and saw me and literally didn't move. They had options, left, right, separate. They just didn't move. So we're walking towards each other and I'm staring them in their face and they're just laughing and giggling, looking forward, laughing and giggling. So we're almost tit to tit. And I said, are you gonna move the f***? And then they separated and I walked through and I heard them go, oh my God. Now imagine if all I could say was, oh my God, ingrates.
What a mess.
A mess. So think about that. This black female walking down the road, two white girls, according to her, walking down the road together, not paying attention, I'm assuming that, I assume. And this black female walking down the road, and she see these white girls. Instead of moving to the side or just letting them go by, realizing they are two of them as opposed to one, she going to get upset. And expecting the white girls ought to move. Excuse me. And I had so wanted to talk to her about that. And she agreed to come on. But my producer, Derek, is here. He set up the appointment. I did not. She said yes to him and agreed to come. And she's supposed to be on in the second hour of the show today. Female Monday, right?
Female
so, Derek,
Monday.
My producer, you get what happened? You get this email from her in the last minute
right.
of the show, of the second hour, I mean, just before that show, and she said what is that?
Nick, you can pull up the DM, but I should say Millennial X DM.
Our DM is private?
Yeah, they're private, but... Well,
but what? Are we supposed to show DM private, sir?
Well, they're private, but it sounds like you guys are about to talk about it. It's up to you guys is what I'm trying to say.
He can read it.
Yeah, I'll just read it out.
Yeah, read the DM.
So she sent me this at 6:13 a.m. Pacific time. She was scheduled to be on at 7 a.m., but...
Pacific time.
But the DM reads, good day. Upon research into Jesse Lee Peterson, his content and subsequent affiliations, and after consulting with my connections in the media, I would not be moving forward with this interview as it would be a liability to not only my reputation but my budding brand to sit across from an individual from my community who presents himself under the disguise of uniting the races with truth while in reality is an agent of chaos stoking the flames of division with whitewashed internalized colonization. As I have other interview requests following this weekend, I was behind in retracting my confirmation with this talk show, and for that I apologize. As I am typically more professional than to cancel less than an hour out from beginning, I hope you have a blessed day. So...
Amazing.
Are you whitewashed?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. But what does she mean by her butt and her brand? This is going to hurt her butt and her brand.
So this is going to hurt her, I guess.
What
her,
does that mean, though?
It's going to hurt her image.
Her budding brand. She just went viral calling out these white ladies, and she's got to keep her looks up, her brand.
We can't see you. How would this hurt her butt and her brand?
Well, Jesse. Right. Well, you know what? I don't know. I'd like to. I would. She didn't quite make that clear.
And you say what to that, Derek?
How will this hurt her brand? I guess. since she might be doing a lot of black.
But she's the one walking down the road telling these white girls to move. A black woman coming.
That's right.
Threw it to the side there and cussed at him. In her mind, I guess. She said a curse word there. And what else? Whitewashed and what?
Right. Whitewashed, and she also called you, let me see, an agent of chaos stoking the flames of division with whitewashed internalized colonization.
What does that mean?
So she believes that you're identifying with this whites, with these white supremacists, and you've internalized this, and you're spreading this message that everybody should be, should idolize white people.
And what's colonization? What did you say, colonization?
Oh. Colonization.
What does that mean?
So it's when people, it's when you have indigenous people, like people, native people, and different people come and they colonize and they take over. So they believe these white people, you know how Indians were like the first people here?
Yeah.
Then white people came over?
Right.
Yeah, so she's saying.
But I don't understand how that doing that. I just like wanted to find out why she thought the white people should move out of her way. Who is she? Why is she so evil she couldn't move to the side? She saw them coming. She's the one that was looking down the road and saw them. They walking down, two of them. How does she know they even saw her?
Right. And it's like it's there's a lot of entitlement in there, and the fact that she didn't want to have this conversation.
And she canceled the last minute, folks.
And she canceled at the last minute. Yeah, there's a lot of supremacy right there on her end.
What a beta.
Yeah, there's a lot. In fact, there was somebody in the comments that that called that, I think it's called sidewalk supremacy. There are two images, Nick, if you go to the images. Somebody in the comments said.
Yeah, in fact, I did see that.
Yeah. Can you pull that up? There was a comment in the video that labeled what she
this reads
what those white girls were doing is white sidewalk supremacy. That's what it's called.
Meaning what?
Well, look. Well, this comment calls it that. It says this is called sidewalk supremacy. It was used to create a sense of intimidation for people of color in apartheid communities. People of color were expected to step off the sidewalk for whites.
That's insane.
Sidewalk supremacy.
Nick, pull up the chicken song. This woman get the chicken
I don't know if we
song.
Can play that.
Why not?
I think that gets a copyright strike, but I might have something. I might something have different.
We can mute
the
it.
The chicken
like
song. It. How's the chicken song copyright?
Nick. No, that doesn't have chickens.
Uh-oh. How's the chicken song copyright?
Yeah. It's copyright.
Oh, the chicken song.
Yeah.
So this woman is, what's
I think
her
I
name?
Has something different for you, though. This chicken song is not copyrighted.
Oh, it's not?
Uh-huh. This is the new chicken song.
And this chicken song goes to,
you can call it Millennial.
What's her name?
Millennial X.
Her name is Millennial X. She black. Millennial X. This chicken song for you. If you think white people all that, why are you afraid to come on the Jesse Lee Peterson show? I just want to understand. So, thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
So, what's her name? Millennial X?
That's right.
It's a beta. She ran. She was scheduled to be on the show the last minute. It reminded me of when I was up in Indiana. I was in the 11th grade. And they elected a first black mayor of Indiana. And all hell broke loose. Black people started attacking white folks and everything. And then the kids, when they would be walking down the hall from one classroom to another, the black people would stand there right in the middle and dare them. They would say, you got to get over that, you know, like this woman would try to do with these white people. But Millennial X, that's her name?
That's right.
You're a beta.
Beta.
Don't be afraid. Ask Millennial X, why did she cancel on Jesse Lee Peterson's show? Her parents scared you for Jesse Lee Peterson's show at the last minute. I just wanted to know what made her think she has a right to hate white people, to blame white people, and that they need to move when they see her coming. I just want to understand it, that's all. Thank you, Derek.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. My producer, folks, amazing. So she canceled, folks. Let me go to Apple out of Illinois. Apple, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Apple.
Long time no speak.
I know. Where you been? Did I tell you I had a cousin named Apple?
Yes, you did.
And where is she now?
Dead.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
Happy White History Month, Apple.
Hey, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Happy White History Month and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Been busy with the gardening. I try to get that done in the morning before it gets hot here in Illinois.
That's how it was when I used to pick cotton. We had to go out in the cotton field and try to get as much done before noon.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, so I try to get that done by the time I'm done with the gardening. Your show is done.
Amazing. Right on.
Amazing. Hey, I have a bone to pick with Haig.
With who?
Hey, Haig. Haig.
Haig.
James Haig.
Oh, his show is at the top of this hour.
Oh, well, should I not? No, it's pertaining to your show, too.
Oh, hey, come here for a minute. She want to yell at you. I don't know about yell, but she has a bone, a chicken bone.
Yeah, and then I have a health advice for you.
And what's that while Haig is coming in?
Oh, okay. It's a watermelon season, right?
Oh, yeah. I just had some. It was so good.
Yeah,
July. I love July. Not only July feel good, it's watermelon time.
Yeah,
but
it's
go
good
ahead.
Electrolytes. It has a lot of vitamins and electrolytes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been eating some watermelon. A friend from church brought me some watermelon.
Awesome! I bet it's delicious down in California.
And I had it in the refrigerator. It was so good, made you want to go back to Alabama, plant some new watermelon, and pull them and eat them.
And slap your mama.
That's right. Thank you. I'll do more of that, and I am doing that already. Thank you.
Yeah. So, anyway, talking about working with women, I hate working with women.
And why?
Because they're so clicky, you know.
Yeah.
They favor other workers, and I'm Asian, and I get like always put in the back of the burner. It's just like, yeah, women and being Asian is just not good. It's like they overlook my quality. I work hard, and it's just I don't like working with women. And yeah. You know what's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Too much fast food.
Too much fast food. What the? Amazing. So, Haig, because of time, Haig is here.
Okay, hey, you skipped my super chat last Monday, but that's okay. It's you're evil. And human beings are evil.
You said that I skipped your super chat?
Yeah. But that's okay. I didn't want you to read it anyway.
Oh, no, it's not okay. I'm supposed to read all of them.
Right. When was it?
Last Monday.
Was it on buymeacoffee.com?
Yes.
/JLP Talk?
Yes.
And you're sure that I missed it?
Yes.
Because sometimes people say that I missed it when they missed it.
Oh.
But I'm not
sure,
saying that that's what happened with you.
I listen to the show every day. When I don't have time, I podcast it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Right on.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up. I try to, I do sometimes miss them. So I'm not
saying. I know. You're just human.
But people, there's one from a year ago that was canceled. Okay, well, one from Apple. From a year ago that was canceled. But I feel like I've seen this a bunch of times, so there should be a bunch.
A cancel a year ago?
There was one from Apple.
Well, he's sorry because of time. He's sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay. You're just a beta.
What the?
That's brutal.
I like to tease you, hey. You guys are so fun to tease. I just love to watch your show.
Thank you. It's
been amazing, Jesse. You've been really amazing. Changed my life. Like you say, you have to go through hell to go to heaven.
Yes.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And I was going through hell, and now it's like it's coming around. It's just like, okay, I have to stay out of my head, you know. Just
absolutely.
Like, don't think about it. Yeah. So absolutely. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Apple, and thanks for the advice for the watermelon, and I do appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care now.
Okay, bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to, is it Benz? Benz, like Mercedes-Benz, but just Benz, a first-time caller out of Seattle, Washington. Benz, yeah. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Benz.
Hi.
Hey, a little louder for me.
Hello.
Hi, hey, Benz.
Hi. Ooh.
What's wrong?
Sorry. You just bombasted me.
What?
Just kind of nervous. My first time calling in.
Oh, relax. Take a breath.
But yeah.
Hey, relax.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 20.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What's your question or comment? You have a question or comment?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was wondering if you can explain what is strength and its origin?
What?
White History Month origin?
Oh.
You
want to understand how White History Month came about?
Yeah.
8 years ago, I decided that when Black Lives Matter and the liberals were trying to destroy white history, you know, about white men discovered America, and they built the greatest country on this side of heaven, and with the help of God, and everybody and their mama trying to come. And then I noticed that the people of color trying to erase white history and come up with a false history, and that's not good for America. And so they tore down statues and monuments and books and all kind of stuff. So I decided that I want to keep people, I want people to remember America as it was before it was attacked by the enemies within. So I started White History Month. And so every July, we have White History so we can remind the American people how America was founded and why, so that they can appreciate generation and generation to come. So that's why I started it 8 years ago.
No, that's so sick. I mean,
that's a what?
That's sick.
Are you on your speakerphone or something?
Wait, hold on. Let me.
Are you on a speakerphone, Apple?
Oh, I was in another room.
You said. What did you say about why his mic? That's a what?
Oh, I think that's dope.
What'd she say?
I think that's dope.
You think that's dope?
Yeah.
Meaning good?
Yeah.
Right on. And why do you think it is?
Well, I mean, like, I don't really know that much about America.
Yeah.
I kind of had, like, a shitty education from coming from the res.
Yeah, and that's why we started White History Month, because your generation and the you are a Z generation, I believe. You guys have not been told the truth about America. You've been taught to hate
America rather than love America.
No, yeah, that's what everyone in fucking media is talking about. Sorry if I...
Yeah, you can't curse. What the?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Everyone in media is, like, telling me to be more liberal, and I just find it, like, I need to see both sides, you know? That's just how I personally want it.
Right on. Well, I'm glad that you love America and you want to know the true history. So you read up on the real history of America so you can appreciate it. You were born in America?
Oh, yeah. I mean, right on. I'm a Native Alaskan.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Amazing. I always love hearing your thing.
Right on. That's amazing. Well, happy White History Month to you.
Happy White History Month to you, too.
All right. Thanks for calling. Call me again, all right?
All right. Coolness.
Bye. Amazing. See, somebody love America. These young people have been lied to. Let me go to Lola out of Virginia. Her name was Lola. Lola Palenda. Lola.
Good morning, Jesse.
You are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
All is well.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about the people are not ready for the hell that will come with your message. And I don't think people are ready, but I'm ready.
When you say the hell that will come with the message, what do you mean?
So when you're in the light or seeking the light, everything that you want to operate from is the truth.
Right.
And because of that, your family is going to leave you. Your friends will dump you. People will misunderstand you. When you're trying to explain a thing, they will tell you you're angry when you're not. And there's no convincing anyone what they're not trying to seek for. So I've lost everything, but I want more. But I know that most people are not ready for that at all. My husband and I we did counseling through you. And during our counseling, you mentioned how we were talking about putting my daughter in college. And you mentioned that, you know, you think college is a scam. My ex-husband took complete offense to that. He came back and said he wanted to reconcile. And he moved in with me for like a week or so. And apparently I was listening to your show the whole time. And I was just observing him, and all hell broke loose out of him. He said that you have no authority to say anything about anyone's marriage because you're not married. He said that I'm in a cult, that you're running a cult, and it's just been a mess. My daughter has chosen to move in with him. He's also said that I need to be committed because I haven't cried, even though my dad died 6 months ago. And it's hell. And I don't think a lot of people understand what you mean by the hell that comes with it.
And how do you feel about all that?
I feel nothing.
Oh, right on.
I feel nothing about it. I just keep watching. I just take one day at a time. I've gone through it within, I think, a year or so. My dad died. My mom, I'm not speaking to her either. My siblings think I'm crazy as well, and they don't understand.
Let me take a quick break. Hold on, okay?
Sure.
All right, let me take a break. 888-7. Oh, the Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live and Scratch Off on peel.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm a, I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. He's on fire. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. He's on fire. And then after that, energy given to him by God. The American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby, ain't afraid of no ice. Ice, 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 baby. He ain't afraid. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor, baby. You don't want to miss it. And then Lola mentioned counseling. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in. I do it myself. Phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment, all right? Or RebuildingTheMan.com. And be patient. We'll definitely book, I mean, every day. But we'll get you in. It will happen. And if someone should cancel, we let you know that, or they reschedule, we'll let you know that as well. So be patient. All right? I appreciate it. Let me go quickly. Oh, tell.
Super chats.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me go to Lola. So Lola is losing everything. Her husband, according to Lola, her daughter, and everything. And Lola, are you overcoming thoughts and emotions?
I am, especially now with everything. They flood in. I can't control it. But I've come to understand why we need to do the silent prayer every morning. It's not that we are trying to avoid those thoughts. We're just trying to know when those thoughts come in, because a lot of us operate. A thought comes in and we just act on it.
Yes.
But we don't practice seeing it, knowing when they come in, and just letting it go. So the silent prayer is just, it's everything.
Yeah.
Jesse, you have ruined my life.
Amazing.
Ruined. Yeah, amazing. You've ruined my life, but I wouldn't change it for anything. Yeah, thank you for that, Jesse.
Well, God said that if you want to be free, if you want a real life, you have to die from this false life that you have, the ego life. You're not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. You're not your body. You're not the emotion. God is a dispassionate God. He's not into emotion. And so if you want life, you got to give up the ego life. And most people are unwilling to do that. Going through this hell because people are so identified with the thoughts and body, emotion, it's hard for them because they're so attached to evil, it's hard for most people to let it go.
Absolutely. It's amazing. I've gotten this influx of, you know, your dad, the day your dad died, you didn't cry. You haven't cried. And I was like, Why would I cry? And now, you know, I'm hearing talks about them committing me because I'm not crying and I'm just doing okay. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. I also want to mention, for every woman seeking the truth, you must at least once a year go for the women's conference on Thursdays. They are the best. The things that these women talk about, I just wish they could be aired, and a lot of women will identify with a lot of the things that these women, it's a small group, but the things that you guys talk about are so deep and so helpful. So we have any woman who's on here, yeah.
We have the Women's Forum coming up this Thursday, ladies. At first Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific time for ladies only, and then the first The third Thursday for ladies only, third Thursday of the month, is coming up this Thursday. And then the first Thursday for men only. Those meetings are, like, amazing.
They are. It's crazy. Yeah. I've been to two of those, and if only I could share, but I can't. But
no, you can't.
Every woman must. Every woman at some point in her lifetime needs to go to one of those. And it's just amazing.
Those meetings are like Vegas. What happened in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It stays there. It stays there. It's some deep stuff, some life-changing stuff in there.
It is.
So thank you, Jesse, for everything. And then I also wanted to mention, when you fainted like a beta, there is a guy in the congregation that used a chair to cover you. And whoever that guy is, he is alpha. That
amazing.
Just showed how those guys were willing to protect you.
Right on.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop dating, Jesse.
And you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right. And I will.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Now.
Thanks.
Bye. Amazing. What should I do?
Video.
Let me do this quick video. This video, it's Female Monday. I want you to see this video, and I want to know what you all think about it. And time going by so fast, so I don't know what to do. Amazing. So watch this video, and I want your thoughts on it. This is from Hip Hop Vibe. A video featuring a young white girl passionately, it's White History Month, passionately performing the 2001 Southern hip hop hit, Chicken Head. What? I remember, speaking of Chicken Head, I remember when my grandmother said, you know what, Punchy, we're going to have chicken for dinner or breakfast. Go out there and kill one of those chickens and bring me that one of those hens. And so I would go out and catch a chicken. I'd run around the hen house and catch a chicken. And I would take the chicken and I would wring his head off, her head off, like that. It was always a herb because you can't eat male chicken, you only eat female chicken. Did you know that? Mm-mm. Male chicken too tough. Female chicken. So I ran that chicken head off. It was fun. You ever done that, Hate?
Never.
Can you see yourself doing that?
Yeah.
Ringing the chicken head off?
While crying.
And the
Do
chicken,
it.
And the chicken, once the chicken head fall off, the chicken flop around. They don't die right away.
Right. Do they run?
They fly. Uh-huh. Sometimes they run. With no head. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, this girl is singing a Chicken Head song by Project Pat and LeChat has gone viral across social media. Writes this from X.
What? All up in my face, what? This is that. What you like to bust your wrist for the camera? You ride clean, but your gas tank is on me. It's looking like a little piece of shoe for the what? This is your meeting, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, every choice is gonna come out.
On Instagram, users thought the video was beautiful. Watch this from Instagram.
Beautiful, wasn't it? Absolutely beautiful. 4 years ago, people would have been trying to cancel this little girl because they would have said, cultural appropriation. All the woke bullcrap from blacks and white would have tried to completely demean what this little girl doing. What's really beautiful about this is that this is what we all should be doing, period. Celebrating each other's music. Everybody bleeds red, plain and simple. Honestly, the reality of all this is that that's what you would see 90% of the time. They will not show you this. Don't believe me. Look it up online. Look how many times you're going to see a white person singing something that's supposed to be culturally amongst black people and black people celebrate. Look how many times you will see when a black person gets up and sings something that's the style of most likely white folks, rock and roll, heavy metal, or country, how it's being celebrated. That's how it should be anyway.
Amazing what you say about that. Hey, one of my experts here, Hate of the Hate Report, that comes up at the top of this hour, and then the American Anchor Babe, another expert on Jesse Lee Peterson's show here, and his show is at 11 right after the hatereport.com. You say?
The little girl was cute. Happy White History Month.
And you say, Anchor Baby?
She must be from Memphis, because that's LaChat. Shout out LaChat, Memphis rap.
Oh, yeah.
Women. In yes. The 2000s.
LaChat is a female singer?
Yeah, big time.
Oh. You ever heard of LaChat?
Of course not. I'm white.
And LaChat
I'm from
is
SoCal.
Black.
I mean,
yeah,
Memphis
black.
Is black. I've been to Memphis, but on my way to the rural areas where it's white.
And you say it's nice, Anchor Baby? This woman? This girl?
It's fine. She's just a little girl.
Right, right. I thought cute.
Yeah, she totally, she did it and it was her.
She even had the soul bounce. Right. Black people bounce.
Yeah.
In the mood when she was doing it.
Yep.
But, amazing. And that guy was right. They'd be like, oh, you know, oh, appropriation, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
What a mess.
I wasn't, at first when I heard about it, I wasn't sure if it was going to be a white overly adopting the black, but she wasn't overly doing it.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. Super chat.
Sweet.
Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Apple 2691, we did read your super chat last Female Monday at the tail end of the show, 3 hours and 17 and change minutes in. Apple 2691.
So you did read it.
We did indeed.
Apple, he read it. Amazing. Thank you, though, for reminding just in case we didn't.
But happy White History Month regardless.
Yeah, happy White History Month. July's White History Month.
NP, very generous on Cash App for church. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Or ma'am. And Jarvis, no mention. Anthony, good morning, coffee, anyone?
Thank you, Jarvis.
T. Smith.
Right now?
Anthony, good morning, coffee, anyone?
Right on. Thank you.
T. Smith, coffee for coffee. And more hearts.
Oh,
the face.
Thank you.
As always. Tom, good morning, Jesse and crew.
Tom and like a mug. Thank you.
Is it true sometimes God will allow you to kind of fall into anger or act on your anger a bit so that you can see it almost as a way to kind of wake you up a bit? What do you think?
No. God lets you do, if you want to stay in your hell, you stay in your hell. He's always of good. He doesn't allow anything to happen. He lets you do what you want to do. Oh, amazing. Thank you, though.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills. She didn't do nothing's Uncle Jesse. She was a good girl and mostly peaceful stab peoples.
Oh, amazing.
Must be referring to the young lady who was dissatisfied with her McDonald's manager.
Oh, what a mess.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was real creepy.
That sure was.
Depressed Toilet says, Jesse, church yesterday. Oh, Lord, Mama Mia had to put down the pot. Church was popping yesterday.
It was amazing.
Sunglasses. Nikki bought a coffee. Count it all as joy. I've been saying it to other people, even if they don't get it. Why try to make others understand me when most barely understand themselves?
Count it all joy when you're feeling the pain. Tribulations, work with patience in your life. I've been tried by the fire, and the flames get so hot that I can't see the sky full of smoke in my eyes. Each time I survive, it's amazing. Thank you.
And Eric, five coffees when you have sex out of wedlock, you're not of God. You're appeasing the ego. Premarital sex is how two demons make babies. You're having sex with the daughter of Satan when you have it out of wedlock, says JLP.
Amazing. Thank you.
Aussie.
What now?
Welcome, new member on JLP channel.
Thank you, Aussie.
Lin Yenshin
says.
Aussie,
right?
That's right, Aussie.
Thank you.
David, before Lin Yenshin, David says Fellowship Sunday was amazing.
It was. Check out church, rebuildingaman.church.
I realize now I only say I care about the Epstein list because I'm nosy chasing a thrill. I don't actually care.
Right. We mentioned this on Sunday morning at the beginning, but it started to get out of control there, so I had to stop it right away.
Yeah.
The only reason anyone care about the Epstein file is because you're nosy. You just want to hear gossip so you can feel better in your own fallen state. Feel better than, you, than the people that was there, and you want to judge. That's the only reason. It's not going to do anything else for you to know what was in the letter or file or whatever it is. It's just you being nosy. It ain't going to make you better. It just build your ego. You're going to judge, and you're going to believe you're better. What the? Thank you.
Lin Yenshin, he's only thinking about right now, quoting Jesse. Not true, Jesse. Where God, absolute, no, not need thought. Thinking is limited. Not absolute. We think God does not. Mind is flaw, diverges, also known as thinks.
Thank you. Amazing.
The great white pope with another. He insisting a second time, free George Santos. I wish that I could make you remember George Santos.
But right now I have no idea. But
yeah,
thank you.
He's a short Mexican guy who got in trouble.
He'll remind me later. Thank you.
Cornerstone on
because
Cash
of because of time.
Indeed. BQ, how people treat me? It's a mirror. Responding to the biblical question.
Oh, what is the biblical question?
Which do you prefer? No, which is more important to you, how others treat you or how you treat others?
Didn't they put it up there or something? How you know about it? Which is most important to you, yeah. How people treat you or how you treat them? Thank you, Nick, and thank you, Hank.
How people treat...
I'll respond on Sunday.
How people treat me.
Right on.
And he says it's a mirror. Interesting point. Dominic,
amazing.
Three coffees, fell asleep during church. Terrible.
Bye. Thank you.
Kevin, 211, generous 10 coffees, helping you because you helped me. Thanks, Jesse and the team.
Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate that, man, Calvin.
Hannes, five coffees. Thank you, Jesse. Amazing church Sunday service and radio, the Fallen State episodes, as always.
Thank you, and thank you all for helping us to get that done. I do appreciate it.
Dwayne, Scotty, Zach, Dalton, Lindsay, five coffees. We want to thank Jesse for an amazing female Monday. Jesse Lee for president would be amazing.
Amazing. Right after the great white hope is done. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble Rant. Whitewashed internal colonization, LOL. Not LOLOL. Not only is that an empty egg carton, I bet it can't even cook. LOL. Unca Jesse, what's wrong with the black? She's salty on White History Month.
Amazing.
Referring to the guest who refused to show up.
Last minute. She went on the site and read about the show, and now she's scared. I was just so scared. Amazing. Thank you.
Also from Pastor Chatelet, Cozy Bacon Cult flagship is pulling alongside the Coon Cult Kingdom. Come on, Pond. We go in cooning with the cult leaders.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eli P. says, can Haik read the Chickenhead lyrics? It's a request that I read that rap.
Oh, cook, 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 cook.
No, that rap song.
Oh, amazing.
I'm sure
we
I can.
We can't play the chicken song anymore because it's crucified.
Copyrighted.
Tell Gray what? Bald head. Look at the studio chat. They told me to tell you.
Look at the studio. Oh.
That's for bald.
Hank. Oh, bald headed scallywag ain't got no hair in the back. Gelled up, weaved up. Your hair is messed up.
Chicken head.
It's that rap song that cute white girl was cutely dancing to.
That's what she was saying?
Uh-huh.
What? Amazing.
It doesn't sound nice.
I know.
So it's comparing a black lady's hair. messed up, you know, underneath the... Interesting.
I had no idea. I never heard it before. Me either. I didn't know. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
So malicious. Typical Memphis rap.
Yeah.
Like I know. Cactus Eater, Bear Games,
saying,
Wreck,
yeah,
Fatty
Wack,
Fatty Wack, Green Wall, Kid Combo One. Thank you guys for the support over on the D-Live crew. Cheddar Bob says, White History Moment. Paula Eisner invented printed circuit boards, PCBs, because of him we can communicate with mobile phones, have television reception, play on the computer, or surf the internet and have other small cheap electrics.
Thank you for the Why Here's Your Moment.
Indeed.
Oh, amazing.
And Apple 2691, 17
you.
Coffees.
Who's that?
Apple 2691.
Apple 2691. Thank you, Apple 2691.
Thank you. Nice talking to you again, Jesse and James 17, because today is the 17th. Sorry, James, I don't know how I missed that. Must have been busy with the dog. Always listen to the podcast while walking the dog. Love y'all. Happy White History Month. DJT is my hero.
Right on. Love you back and thank you. I got to stop there.
Today's the 14th.
Thank you.
But thank you.
Oh, crazy. I got to go. Let me go to Indiana and talk to the first time caller, Shate, I believe. Is it Shate? Jate?
Oh.
Is it Jate?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Jate.
Jate, you're on the air.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Happy White History Month, Jate.
Happy White History Month.
Isn't that amazing to have White History Month?
You know, my fiance she's white. I'm mixed. I'm half and half, half black, half white.
Really?
Yeah, I just told her Happy White History Month yesterday, and she was like, "What? Is that real?"
Yeah, it's real.
I asked her, I was like, "Does that feel bad? Like, do you feel weird about that?" She's like, "Yeah, kind of."
And why?
She just relates it to, you know, past history of white people, I guess.
And she's white?
Yeah, she is.
What a mess.
But I just found your channel like a week ago.
Uh-huh.
I've been renovating a house like 6 hours away from where I live, and I've been sleeping on the floor by myself and just working on this house day in, day out. So I've been listening to your stuff, and it's just keeping me going. So I wanted to say I really appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate
Absolutely.
That. Thank you.
Yeah. But that was it. I just called to say my appreciation. I didn't really have a question for
right
you.
Right on.
But I could answer the Bible question.
Well, happy White History Month, man. And
yeah.
is it hard to say goodbye to the past? No, that's not a biblical question. Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them?
I used to think that how I treated others was more important, but nowadays I think it's more important how other people treat me, but maybe that's just because I got a little selfish.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding, man, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, and happy White History Month, and tell your girlfriend. You said fiancé or girlfriend?
Fiancé.
Tell I said happy White History Month and to enjoy and let people know.
Absolutely.
Right,
thank you.
Thank you. Amazing. What's that? Super Chat.
Super Chat.
I think they're done.
Super Chat.
Let me check.
Okay.
Shout out to the Pilled crew, pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson, KOC, Persian Cucumber, Coffee Talk with Sandra, says he black, and the rest of the supporters, as always, the faithful people over there, as well as Jim in Alaska, always there on punchy.tv, Slave to Him, Pastor Chatelet, Age of Inversion, and over you guys. All you guys, Dustin, over on the Rumble crew, thanks as always for the support. And I think, there are indeed some Super Chats. Millennial X moved off the sidewalk from This is from DUI of Cactus Eater Bear. Moved off the sidewalk for real, JLP, last minute. No big... Oh, Elijah says, NBD, no big deal. Just an Israel PDF pedophile ring. Don't be nosy, he
That's
says.
Right. Amazing.
Alpha. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Right on. Thank you all so much. I am so out of time. Listen, I promise you this. And God does work, not me. But you can have perfect peace right here on earth. You don't need to be stressed. You don't need to be worried. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be anything. But enjoy your life. Relax. And be nothing. But you got to overcome the ego. You must die from the false self. All right, so forgive your mothers, everybody. Forgive your fathers. There's not one person on the earth that does not have to forgive their mothers and fathers if they want to be free. Your mother for recreating you in her image and your father for not protecting you. They both could not help themselves. And then do the prayer, the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Overcome anger. Anger is evil. And you're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven as long as you're evil. You won't get in. You can read the Bible. You can Uber holler. You can do whatever you want, but you ain't getting in until you forgive. All right. I mean, Rachel out of Minnesota. Brandon out of Canada. Rick out of Virginia. Robert, a first-time caller out of Sacramento, California. I am out of time. The hate report is coming now. The Hate Report, and then after that, at 11, the American Anchor, baby. Thank you all for your super chats, your donations to our fundraiser, and everything. I'm out of time. What the? Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything.